Colts practiced indoors on Thursday ahead of Saturday's matchup against the Saints. Two players, only one answer, though, as far as guys who are questionable for that matchup against New Orleans. Outside linebacker Robert Mathis will not play. That's what head coach Chuck Pagano said on Thursday. As for wide receiver Reggie Wayne, he continues to be a game-time decision.
Got a couple of days left. You know, hopefully Coach Pagano will go home and put his foot up on the table and give me that shot.
He's been clear. He's 100%, all that stuff. And so, you know, say it swelled tonight and he had some fluid on it or something, came in here, you know, then I wouldn't play him, you know, something like that.
Pagano has said that this is a good barometer for his defense playing such a high-powered offense, in particular with the tight end position. The Colts in the regular season face Julius Thomas and Zach Ertz the first 2 weeks of the season, also potentially Rob Gronkowski of the Patriots down the road. A lot of big tight ends. Who better to prepare against than the best tight end in the NFL, Jimmy Graham?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, from a schematic standpoint, game plan standpoint, you know, we're not going to do things Saturday, Steve, that we might do September 7th. Everybody knows that. How we defend that type of player, be a good barometer to see, you know, put different guys on him, see where that, see who can cover him, see who can't.
I mean, you just got to be able to get after the passer one. You got to win your first down. It's all a combination of winning first down, being able to stop the run, and making it one-dimensional. If we can make a team one-dimensional, I think the odds work in our favor 9 times out of 10.
Sadly, though, we have to wrap up our daily report today with some tragic news. Montori Hughes on the defense hasn't been at Colts practice really since the end of training camp. Head coach Chuck Pagano announced today it's because his 3-month-old daughter, Mavia Alice Hughes, passed away suddenly. Montori and his girlfriend have been dealing with that tragedy. Thoughts and prayers from not only here at the Indianapolis Colts, but with the rest of Colts Nation out to Montori and his family as he goes through this awful time. Reporting from Indianapolis, I'm Steve Andress for Colts.com.